You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
Add up the costs to Wisconsin emergency rooms for gun-related injuries and deaths. The total comes to approximately $20 million, according to the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. That's just one of the costs to consider in trying to put an economic price tag on gun violence in the state.
Investigative reporter Kate Golden says, all told, gun violence exacts enormous costs that experts are only beginning to tally.
Kate Golden joins us now. She's a reporter with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Kate, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi there.
So tell us about the process of trying to put an economic price tag in addition to the human cost of gun violence here in the state.
Well, it's kind of a mess because there's so many costs. If you think about when a shooting happens, there's all this immediate stuff that happens. There's police swirling around trying to figure out who did what, and there's all of these these costs on the criminal justice side, and those extend if someone's found. You know, the prosecution, if someone eventually goes to prison, they may spend years in prison because of a shooting. There are all of those costs. And then there are the costs on the side of the victim. So what actually happened? There's the cost of the actual human life that was lost, which is really hard to measure. And then there are these long-term costs down the road. Of course, there are all these medical costs, but then there's all this really intangible stuff, like how do you put a number on people being afraid to go into a neighborhood? And that's where it gets really dicey.
So why did you decide to tackle this project of trying to calculate, to put a dollar price tag on gun violence?
I think it's because when you look at homicides in Wisconsin, they're so disproportionately concentrated in Milwaukee. So what we're looking at is a situation with, there was something over 100 gun homicides in Wisconsin last year. Most of them are in Milwaukee. Most of them are young, black, poor males. And, you know, it's easy to think about this as just black-on-black problem. But the truth is that when you start talking to economists, it becomes really clear that we are all paying for this. You know, you may have, you know, people may see it as their problem, you know, outside inner Milwaukee. And what one thing that we wanted to do is kind of show how this is actually a burden that's borne by the community as a whole.
So take us through, I think you were looking at a particular case in Milwaukee and trying to walk through the steps of and the costs at each stage. Can you walk us through that?
Yeah, so what we've just really started to do this, and I'm doing this in collaboration with Ashley Luthern at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So the way we're going to break this up is kind of take a look at what economists have done overall, like the big picture costs, and then look at this one case. And she's going to take a look at the prosecutorial side, what kinds of criminal justice side costs were incurred. So Ashley, who's a crime reporter at the Journal Sentinel, she, for instance, can talk about how, you know, when in the first 48 hours of after a homicide in Milwaukee, there's always a couple of detectives are constantly passing off information to each other. That's it's an extraordinarily expensive sort of thing to be doing to get to the, you know, to find who is responsible. But I've been talking to victims. So, when you talk to people, they remember, you know, the hospital costs, and that's usually what people think about. But I was talking to a woman whose son was involved in a shooting, and, you know, he lived, but he saw another kid being killed. And he, since then, has had all of this trouble in school. He's had, like, behavior problems. They both had a lot of therapy. Those costs add up. She, you know, every time he has a behavior problem, she has to leave work and go deal with him at her school. They're like, and, you know, they don't feel safe in the neighborhood as well. So even years after, like many years after this one incident, it's had all these long-term effects on their lives and the lives of those people around them.
So when you've chased out these threads and you're done with it, are you hoping to come up with a ballpark number for what it costs the state of Wisconsin in a year for gun violence? Is that what your ultimate goal is here?
People have done this here and there. And, you know, I think that what we can, you know, the best we can do is to be sort of imprecisely accurate about it. because you wouldn't want to be too precise about it, just because some of these costs, very poorly studied, like, you know, this cost of anxiety and stuff like that. I think we will probably be able to put an at least number on some of the costs, and that's probably the best we can do for some of it.
Talking to Kate Golden with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, she and another reporter are trying to figure out what Wisconsin pays, the cost to the state are for gun violence. Now, let's start teasing out some of the particular costs. You mentioned trying to put a value on a human life. And, yeah. And on one hand, you think, okay, that's an infinite, it's non-measurable, you can't put a dollar price tag on that. But insurance companies and economists certainly do exactly that. So what kind of numbers do we see when it comes to what a human life is worth?
Yeah, you kind of have to put a dollar value on it in some circumstances, like in civil lawsuits or insurance settlements and things like that. So the number that economists, there's sort of a range of numbers, and they go somewhere between $5 and $9 million. And, you know, it's a tough thing to do. So, but that is by far... So Mother Jones, the magazine, recently did a nationwide analysis of some of these costs, and they found, just as I've found talking to experts, that is by far the biggest cost that we're talking about.
And then other costs would be the person who is killed in gun violence and the perpetrators in jail are people who aren't making money. They're not adding to the general economy as a whole. Is that something you're factoring in?
Yeah. So there's all of these opportunity costs that are lost when people lose wages and things like that. But there are also these costs, you can sort of think about it in two ways. Like, how much did we actually spend? How much did the homicides that happened cost us in a real way? Like, how much did they cost us in hospital charges? How much did they cost us in terms of police costs or increased security at schools and things like that? Those are finite numbers at some point. But you can also look at it as a sort of forward-looking problem in terms of, like, people modify their behavior to avoid incurring, to avoid becoming victims of violence. And those are, you know, people make choices all the time. Like, am I going to go downtown to the opera house to, like, you know, see a show or not? How worried am I? And it's sort of the same kind of calculation that you might make if you're trying to buy a house and you have to, like, decide how much is that great view worth. So in one way, it's very intangible, but ultimately you have to make a real economic choice.
So as you investigate this, are you finding, I don't know who would do this, economists or maybe real estate people who are able to put numbers on the impact of fear on that generated by a homicide, say, or a shooting that we can put a number on and add it to the tally?
Well, there is one interesting study by the Center for American Progress back in 2012 that looked at six cities. And they tried to estimate how much, if you could reduce the homicide rate by a quarter, what would happen to the real estate values? And Milwaukee happens to be one of the cities they looked at. And what they found is that if you could do that, reduce the homicides by a quarter, you could, over the next year, increase the value of residential real estate by $2 billion and basically double housing prices. So you could, you'd get an expansion of property tax revenues along with that, and you could either use that to cut property taxes or increase community development spending, whatever you want to spend that extra money about. And it would save people about $470 a year.
So as I understand it, this isn't just a Pyrrhic quest for a number here. Then the part two kind of is, if we understand the costs of gun violence, then we could start saying, okay, how much is it worth to invest in things that prevent gun violence? Is that what you're hoping that people can do with the numbers you come up with when you're done with this?
In some sense, I just want people to know, to realize that the costs are being borne by all of us. That's just sort of a big conceptual thing. But in some sense, you could also look at how much, the housing estimates are, very real. You could use that to sort of estimate the value of putting more police on reducing gun violence or something like that, or, finding other ways to prevent gun violence. So if, you know, we talk about things like smart guns, say it costs like $100 more for a smart gun than a regular one. So you can kind of think about how many deaths need to be prevented for every like 10,000 smart guns that are sold to make the benefits outweigh the cost. And I think that's where these kinds of estimates can be useful in a very broad sense.
We're joining you mid-project right now. Kate, what is the next step? What are you in the midst of as you work toward this overall goal?
Well, I've spent a lot of time talking to economists and people trying to understand, how do you think about this problem, you know? What I need to do next is really talk to more people who've really been in the trenches to understand what kinds of costs they've seen, so I can understand it in a more intuitive and like visceral kind of way, because that's really, you know, when it gets down to it, where the story is going to be.
I'll look forward to seeing the end results of this this effort. Kate, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Kate Golden, reporter with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, talking about her efforts to measure the costs of gun violence here in Wisconsin.
I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.